the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, joining me each week, Stevie Fizz. How are you, pal?
I'm doing okay. The bigger question is, how are you?
Little dusty. I was at the Gabs Festival over the weekend, enjoying myself. It's in a tight battle in our league of records. I thought this is good going to Sunday. Could go either way. Heath Chaw goes beast mode as my opposition captain and destroys me. So not too good.
No, I was just meaning the beer. You know, we all like to indulge a little bit, but
I certainly indulged. All right. It was towards the end of the night, so I was having a few samplers, and I tried this new brewery, Bolter. And if, for those who haven't heard, it's run by Joel Parkinson, Mick Fanning, and a few other pro surfers. And give us a beer, thanks, mate. Didn't realise it was Joel Parkinson pouring me the beer, so having a chat with him. And
well, you wouldn't, because he's a surfer.
Well, Mick Fanning walked up right next to him about 2 minutes later. I knew who he was.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, he's kind of like you, sort of balding.
Oh, okay.
Punches a shark in the head, so I thought that's
did
cool.
You ask him about when they're getting fantasy surfing going up?
No, I was more concerned about the beer. But then I got knocked out of the way because other people realised who it was and wanted to chat with them. But now, if you do, get down to Gabs, have yourself a beer next year. But moving on, a bit of news coming out this week, starting with the match review panel. Tom Jonas, as everyone expecting, straight to the tribunal. Lin Jong offered 2 weeks for that hit on Buntine. Not good, especially when he knocked him out and had to get carted off. And for those who have Robbie Grade and was concerned about the tripping, the third rule or something like that, third fine you get a week, he has been cleared, so he's right to play this week. And Hartlett and all those other players, all fines for that melee that ensued after Jonas knocked Gaff out. Also, Kane Turner, the old joiner of the Luke Hodge school of drink driving.
Well, he's ready to captain his club now.
Yeah, that's true. Who else did he join? Yench? Hodge?
He's sure.
Yeah. So he's in an illustrious group there.
Chad Morrison.
Who?
Remember when Mick Malthouse came from Eagles and he came from the Eagles to Collingwood?
Oh, yeah.
And Collingwood had the TAC sponsorship and then had to...
It was similar to Richmond. There was a Richmond player.
Yeah, I remember there was a Richmond player who did that just before. I can't remember who it was, though. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, though, yeah. And in good news, actually, Jack Trengove from Melbourne put his hand up to be eligible for selection this week. So,
what do you mean put his hand up to be eligible?
Well, Roosie put the ball in his court saying, you know, you tell us when you're ready to play AFL. And
I never saw that.
Oh, okay. It was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so. But he's been doing pretty well in the VFL, averaging about 25 possessions. So he goes, I'm ready to play. Probably wants to get out of Melbourne because it's going to be like 12 degrees this week and they're playing up in Darwin. So enjoy that warm, humid weather. And there's talks of red cards in AFL. Are you a fan, Steve? Yes or no?
I don't mind it.
It seems to work well in I haven't seen too much of it in the VFL and the lower leagues, but it seems to work well in even the playing field.
Look, I don't mind it from I like how they do it in the NRL. They simmer them for 10 minutes. It's not a whole game penalty. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I think if you lost say it happened in the first 10 minutes, you know, AFL's a game of endurance. You basically cost your team the game. In, you know, soccer, we're not soccer.
Yeah,
but I think a sin bin's okay for 10 minutes sort of thing.
Yeah, so but even though Gaff did miss the rest of the game, you don't want to see Jonas miss the game or just maybe half a quarter or 15 minutes or something.
No,
like.
I think, you know, because they're talking about red card, well, he can't play, but they've still got 18 men on the field.
Yeah.
See, I think that if you were 17 men for 10 minutes...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's a huge penalty.
Yeah, you can't bring someone on to replace it. But yeah, I like that. So 10, 15 minutes, whatever.
I don't mind. Whatever they want to do, that's fine. Because, you know, West Coast lost one of their best players for the match.
Yeah, well, he was just starting...
For a good part of the match, anyway.
Yeah, and he was just starting to come good as well before the incident. So.
And just with all the the problem, like, this is the thing. The concussion's such a big issue. It's fine.
Yep.
But then it becomes such a grey area. What if, you know, someone gets... that hip clip on the head, as they often do, someone's running past, they get clipped on the head.
Like we saw
someone.
Bernie Vince against Mitch Wallace
last
week.
And they don't have a case to answer at the tribunal, Well, they could be sent off.
Yep.
See, it's another thing the umpires have to enter. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever they do, it's fine.
And then you'll probably get the replays and everything and slow the game up and wait and see. But if you would like to ask us a question on social media about these issues, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors and hit the like page there.
Smashed you in the Twitter poll, Jono. By the way, finally got one up.
Oh,
you were so pro chips under the Palmer.
Oh, yeah, I love those soggy chips.
The people have spoken. Cooks should take note across Australia. No one wants their goddamn chips under the goddamn Palmer.
What was the final result?
It was like 80% to 20%.
So there's a few trolls in there.
Well, I'm not sure that, because I did say, does it piss you off? So maybe they were just like, I'm just such a relaxed person, I don't care.
Maybe they like soggy chips.
Maybe they like soggy chips.
Yeah.
And in which case, they should
You're not
be,
human.
No, they should be sent away to an island where that's acceptable.
Yes. And if please also leave us a review on iTunes. Any reviews this week?
No. Yeah, but if you love it, if you're enjoying the show, getting something out of it, think it's funny, think it's stupid, whatever, just leave us a review on iTunes. It'd really help us out.
Yep, and we're happy to read it out and have a bit of fun with it. But moving on now to a bit of injury news coming out over the weekend. Hamish Hartlett, if you've got him, he suffered a bit of a corky. He's going to have to pass a fitness test this week. Travis Boak, even though he hasn't been super this year, copped a knock.
He's been terrible.
He copped a knock to the midsection, but should be fine to play. Nick Haynes, who I'm starting to like, got knocked out as well in that game against the Bulldogs. So with these concussions, will they play it safe?
Yeah.
We don't know. Ted Richards also for the Swans getting knocked out again. Gaff we saw knocked out. Alex Pearce who was starting to play.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
The broken...
How are the commentators? You could see his leg had gone purple and was bleeding out the top of the knee.
Just
a
scratch, fellas.
And they're going, oh, wasn't he putting any pressure? That's snapped.
So he is missing the rest of the season. Yeah, commentators.
Jesus.
And it looks like also David Mundy has suffered another calf strain.
The ongoing saga of David Mundy's calf.
And yeah, more injuries for Frio. They're having a race with Gold Coast to see who can have the most injuries.
Collingwood's got a lot too, but yeah, Gold Coast.
Well, they've got a couple more in McPherson and Archie as well. So not looking good for both sides there. But having said that, we're going to move on to our studs and duds for the week.
I think with Haynes, because they lost Lobb and...
Buntine. And Moore.
They're probably going to... You know, they will look to rush him back. I don't think they got the chance to play it safe.
Yeah, because that's all their tall defenders gone.
They might have Phil Davis back, but...
They're going to need him against the Crows.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. But starting off with Friday night, we had the Swans take on the Hawks. Studs for me were Gunston, I thought, and Jarray were pretty good for the Hawks. Tippett, Rampy, JPK, Hanbury, Parker, Buddy, same old, I thought were pretty good as well.
I would add in Heath Grundy. I thought he was fantastic, man. Yep. He was a one-man wall, especially with Richards going down.
Yeah, absolutely. And what the hell is up with Sam Mitchell?
Well, he got tagged.
Tom Mitchell, the tagger.
Tom Mitchell tagged him.
John Longway does not like Tom Mitchell much at the moment.
Well, he played a good role. He might get back into his graces.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Because he's hurt my Supercoach team.
Wow.
Jordan Lewis. What the hell? We expected that.
Well, yeah.
He can beat up the lesser sides, but...
Well, it's going to happen. He's very prone to the swings, the big highs and the low lows, yeah. So... Because he's not a great tackler.
No.
That's not his strength. So, I don't know. I think he'll bounce back. Like we said, the Hawks got a good run coming up. So. Yeah.
And Jared McVeigh, definitely done, I think. Just
scary how much he's dropped.
Find a new position for him.
He looks bad.
Mm.
He looks slow.
So, don't know what they're going to do with him there. They can't chuck him on a wing because he can't run. Maybe as a forward, but they've got plenty of options down
there. I think they'll just play... He'll just play as a... Like, I think... He'll still have value to their team, but just his fantasy output.
Gone.
I just, expect limited things.
Yeah.
We're expecting sort of 100s and it's looking like mid-70s.
And a lot of people spent some petrol tickets to get him
pretty
high.
Yeah, I also had Josh Gibson. You know, they really played him pretty well.
Yeah.
Birchall was down, and Kieran Jack also was, I thought, a bit down as well.
Yeah, he's been a bit of a yo-yo this year. That's like niggle earlier, but...
Just, I think we've got to remember that, you know, Parker and Hannanbury have really emerged, and Kieran Jack, you know, he's a team player, and he's stood aside since, you know, he used to be the gun.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
moving on to the Saturday afternoon game, your boys, the Pies.
Shocking.
Set of the ground. I was watching this game, I couldn't believe it. I'm just sitting there going, who has taken over Collingwood here? This is not Collingwood.
Yeah.
But, they were fantastic. They moved the ball quickly. Geelong was slow. They made Geelong look bad. So, Sidebottom, my boy, called him on Thursday night, knocked out a pretty good score there. Pendlebury's on fire. Howe was being good. I thought, with all those injuries, he's going to take a hit, but no, just proving us wrong. Grundy was good again. And Jack Crisp, being down for a bit, just absolutely destroyed the Cats on Saturday. And Treloar as well, I thought was very good.
Yeah, a lot of parallels to the match at the end of the season last year. The good Pies players were good. Crisp was good in that one. But yeah, I thought they were all pretty good. And also I thought Duncan was pretty good for the Cats. And Darcy Lane, he was pretty good as well.
And Blixarves as well.
Yeah.
Had a pretty good game with Grundy. Tell you what, I'm really liking Mason Cox. His game. He's not bad for an American.
Bad for an American.
Or Jesus a guy who's never played football. I mean, I couldn't do that running. Streaming into an open goal. I'd shank that.
He's doing better in our game than Jared Hayne did in theirs.
That is true. And the duds for me, Selwood, another poor game. Wasn't a massive tag or anything, really. He's just poor. Danger slightly down in scoring. Greenwood, I don't like.
Well, Greenwood was doing a number on Selwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And commentators, no more how puns. I'm sick of them. We've heard them all before. No more. That's it.
I believe you're forgetting someone, Jono.
Oh, yes, there it was at the top of my list. Old man Donuts.
Oh, Donuts.
Yeah, didn't have a good game at all. He tried his hardest, but just didn't come off.
Mm.
Like the whole Cat side, I would imagine.
Well, if you're not getting the inside ball, Donuts isn't going to get the outside ball, so that's...
No.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, he's allowed to have a bad one.
Yeah, he's been awesome for quite a while. Any others for you?
Nope.
And then we moved over to Adelaide, where we had Adelaide v. the Suns. No, it was up there.
Yep.
T. Lynch for the Crows absolutely tore them apart. Tex liked to beat up the lesser teams. Did pretty well.
Yep. Found a bit of form. The big Texan.
And so did the big Sauce Man. Sauce and Curry. Hey.
Hey, you just earned yourself a job at Channel 7.
Yeah, I'll take over with Basil when he takes over Dennis's spot.
God.
Charlie Cameron, really liking this guy's game at the moment.
Yeah.
And thought Presty and Martin were the only standouts for me for the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I think we'll give a bit of a mention to Jared Lyons. Never thought he should have got dropped in the first place. Yeah, and
scored quite well.
Played pretty good.
Eddie Betts and Jenkins not getting in the goal feast at the moment.
How could you not get a goal?
Baffling. Absolutely baffling. And I really can't put too many Suns players under the bus because you look at that side and it's like, what is there? Seriously, what is there?
No, I'm going to throw one of our favourites under there again. Scott Thompson. Pus. Interesting to note.
With no Crouch brothers.
Yeah, interesting to note, Jono. No Adelaide player had 30 touches.
Interesting.
Very even performance. They sort of just got the ball and it was immediately a goal.
Pretty much, yeah. I was watching like, the commentator was just like, Burden, the old Alan Jeans, the Tapman, the Ruckman hits it down to the rover kicks it to the forward kicks the goal.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
It's a good game plan.
Yeah, very simple. That was it for me. And then moving on to the Port Adelaide and West Coast game. Thought Aaron Young was very good. Robbie Gray in his first game back from that hamstring injury, also very good. And your boy, the Chad. How did the Chad go for you, Steve?
Fine.
On your bench, was it?
Well, one, I don't care.
Oh, that's all right then.
I played Tex. I picked up Tex.
Pretty even scores. Threw him in. Why not? I thought Lysette was really good. JPK, also very good. Pritis, finding a bit of form away for once. And Knickknack, also very good.
Yep, same as mine.
Gaff, before the injury, I'm putting up because he...
I'm not putting up
Gaff. No, I'm saying before he got injured. Geez. He was struggling a bit.
Jeez.
He was struggling.
Jeez.
Darling, he's just not getting the goals either. Boak, and I'm going to throw Jonas under the bus there.
I look for Darling to turn it around this week.
Who are they playing?
Suns.
Yeah, he should.
Boak and Ollie Wines, man. Just, I'm not a big Ollie Wines guy.
Yeah, I think he was going quite well when Gray was out, but got affected there, I think.
His bad's not good enough for mine.
Yeah. To the Saturday night game, we had the Ruse v. Carlton. Goldstein was all alone in the ruck. He had no opposition. Delsano was good. Zeeble found a bit of form again. Boomer, man, he just... rolling with the punches.
Zeeble's been good this year.
He's been good, but he's been down for a week or two in scoring. Benny Brown hit the scoreboard, and I thought Gibbs, Kerridge, Doherty's got to be close to all Australian, doesn't he?
He should be.
He should be. And old man Simpson just racking him up with this new Carlton game plan.
Yeah, also throwing Ciaran Byrne as well.
The Irishman.
He's been playing pretty well, but he... put it together from a fantasy perspective.
Yep, and I'm going to throw Ed Curnow under the bus.
Man, come on. That's so harsh. That is garbage, man. Ed Curnow has 70s, and you're like, come on, Curnow, expect 110s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to go fan footy on this one, because Dan Gorringe, first game in, they put the little potato emoji next to him, calling him a spud. That's a bit harsh.
First he kicked a goal too.
I know, first game, but you're up against Todd Goldstein, who was in a mood in that game. What do you have? 20 hitouts in the first quarter. But
I don't know. I was too busy punch dancing with joy through my house.
But also, I'm going to throw Dan Gorringe under the bus. He had 7 hitouts, 2 to advantage. Bryce Gibbs had 5 hitouts, 3 to advantage.
So Gibbs
better
ruck.
And Zach Tui for his super coach performance, but his dream team was good.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Andrew Swallow in there because he kicked the ball twice.
Really?
2 kicks.
So as much as Heath Shaw.
That's your premium midfielder. 2 kicks. Well done. Well done, Swallow.
he's been doing all right.
2 kicks.
Oh, come on. He's an inside guy these days. He can't run.
No, he can't.
No, he can't. And moving over to Hurricane Perth.
Do you reckon his brother would beat him in a foot race? Like, his brother's on crutches in a moon boot and he'd still beat him.
Yeah. Moving over to Perth, where it was Frio v Tigers. Did you see the weather in this game?
I did. I watched this game. I enjoyed the game, actually.
It was good to watch. Like, but Channel 7, turn your microphones down. You could actually hear the wind blowing through their microphones. That was that bad. But, Captain Koch, where are those people doubting him now?
Well,
he's got to be in Brownlow contention.
You know what? I can't, in good conscience, put him in the studs.
Ooh.
Because he was wearing the helmet. And
Hair game.
I'd rather him play bad and have the hair out than him play good with a goddamn helmet on.
And that strap hiding his chin as well. Just
You know what's funny? Is first I started watching, I'm like, is that bastard wearing a helmet? I'm like, oh, that's right. And then I sort of cried for a little bit.
Yeah, I cried too because he's pumped out a 140.
Yeah, so no, he played great.
Dusty going really well with Deludio back on that side. Grig and Miles seems to have found a bit of form now that Tigers are winning games.
Yeah, it's no shock that these guys are better once they're all back together. Like Koch was out and Deludio was out and Rance and who's the other? Dylan Grimes. And, it's just a collective thing. And I actually thought Hampson rucked pretty well as well.
Yeah, I was going to say Hampson. I thought he had a pretty good game.
But Lachie Neal, man, wow.
Lone Ranger.
He's got to be in the All-Australian team.
I reckon.
Or conversation anyway. Like.
Thought Subin was good and Blakely also pretty good.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Blakely as well later. But yeah, he was quite good.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Zach Dawson under the bus just...
because it's Zach Dawson?
It's Zach Dawson in cheap hits. And Ty Vickery.
Yeah, I had Ty Vickery.
0% disposal efficiency for about 90% time on ground or something.
From 2 disposals.
From 2 disposals.
You got a point.
That's horrible.
Oh, you get a point for trying.
And Walters was down.
It's not his game in the wet, man.
No, not for him. But moving on to Sunday afternoon, we had the Lions and the D's. Thought Zorko, Rich, and Bell were good for the Lions. And Bug Hogan, how good was Petraka? He was awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
Billy Stretch and Nathan Jones.
Jones. Tom Bug. Did you have Tom Bug?
Yeah, I said Tommy Bug.
Jack Watts.
Oh, yeah, Jack Watts.
Jack Watts was good. And I thought Mitch Robinson worked into it.
Yeah.
You know, I think he'll be better going forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stretch, Petraka, yeah.
And the two Ruckman.
Oh, Steph, my God. Martin. Oh, my. Where's the sad piano? I'm going to cut in the sad piano here.
Steph Martin Steph and Max. You got outscored by Trent West. How the hell does that happen? I'm going to.
Steph Martin, it's over, baby.
It's
over.
You should have taken that deal to the Bulldogs, mate. Just come home.
They're putting in Trent. They're playing Martin forward and letting Trent West ruck.
I know.
That's it. That's over. If you draft, like I drafted Steph Martin in our listener, it's over.
So did I.
That's it. You're done.
It's horrible.
It's that is the end. They've got no trade value anymore.
No.
That's it.
He's averaging pathetic.
God. God.
Do you reckon that concussion's got anything, that knock from a few weeks ago, still affecting him?
We know, yeah, well, we hate concussed players, but he was spudding it up before that.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. In fact, he wasn't even spudding it up. He was sweet potatoing it up.
Whoa, that's harsh.
That's big call.
He's only had that one good game. That was against Port Adelaide a couple of weeks ago. That's been it, really.
But, I can't believe. I can believe Gawn throwing in a stinker here and there. But Steph Martin, God, I had him so high this year.
We both did.
Yeah. I'm really glad you drafted before me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Pick one in our league of records. Work them well. Oh. I see Brody Grundy's in our pool, so I might pick him up this week.
I can trade you Sandy.
I'm moving on to the middle game on Sunday. Where was the GWS taking on the Doggies?
Actually, what would you give me for Sandy?
Steph Martin.
Jesus.
I don't know what he's after.
I don't know. We'll talk later.
Yeah. Another one of my captain's picks, Heath Shaw, who was averaging 121 before the game, decided to knock out a 203 or whatever it was.
Yeah, and 170 in Dream Team, was it?
Something ridiculous.
You didn't even check it.
No.
It was huge.
All upset, but yeah. Went massive. Ward was good. Caniglio's been smashing it. Shiel, Zach Williams, and Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, whoever jumped on Zach Williams after we touted him, just you owe us a beer at something. How's picking, man?
Yeah.
Crazy. And Bont's back in the guts, people.
Yep.
Has been for a couple of weeks. And
that's what we like, 30-odd possessions, something like that. Very good. And a lot of Bulldogs players were very poor on the
they
weekend.
They really were. Liver came off that super tackle game and laid two.
Yeah, and was playing all right, had some possessions, and then unsighted after half time.
Yeah, pretty ordinary.
But Jack McRae, I suppose when you're not getting that inside ball, you don't get the outside.
He didn't kill you, though.
No.
Scores didn't kill you.
No. And I thought with the Bulldogs having no defenders, Easton Wood should get a bit of a bump at Zilcho.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Caleb Daniel in there. I'm going to throw Kobe Stevens in there.
Yeah, Kobe Stevens.
And the guy who I love to watch him play, but I just think he's a fantasy forget it is
Stringer.
The package.
Non.
When he doesn't, if he doesn't kick four goals, he's nowhere near a ton.
Nah.
And that's, I don't think I'll ever own him. Like in fantasy ever.
It's hard to.
Yeah.
Hard to. And the last game, the Saints v Essendon, Jack Stephen back to his scintillating best. Seb Ross had a pretty good game.
He's had a great year, but it's starting to trend. Like, he's been having a great year. It's shown in your dream team scoring. It hasn't shown up in your Supercoach scoring, but it's starting to.
Yeah.
So.
Enru just getting the job done. And that forward line of Bruce, Membry, just starting to work well now, and McCartan.
I thought McCartan was pretty good. Did some really nice things.
I like watching that guy. He's going to be a player, I reckon. And old man Kelly getting it done. And Cooney.
Did you see Kelly, though? There was no one within, like, 30 metres. He was just loose man in defence, and they just kicked it to him every time. And it was... I was just watching on. Just, I know you don't have to man him up, but...
Yeah. Gwilt, Tippin, Woody, Zach Merritt, Goddard, and Day.
I know Goddard scored okay, but I didn't think he played great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But Cooney's getting it done, and Gwilt could be a late week or waiver wire pickup. He's been scoring pretty well.
Mm.
And Zaharakis, Robertson, and Hickey.
Yeah, fair enough. I only had Robertson, but he's going to... He was defending, really. Actually, defending as a defender.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm not going to kill anyone for that.
Waiver wire pickups, who have you got?
Really tough week for waiver wire pickups, I think. I probably won't put in any waivers this week. If you needed a ruckman, you could do worse than Curry, although this week he's up against West Coast, so...
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to...
Trengove didn't go too well. He got destroyed.
He's getting crushed. If you've been reading the A Dozen Deals column, that's adozendeals.blogspot.com.au. We put out a dozen transactions each week, add, buy, swap, sell, all that sort of stuff. I put in Jackson Trengove as a hold this week. Yep. Because of Tom Jonas, basically. Their tall defender stocks are thin. Carlisle's spudding it up in the twos. I'm just worried they're going to bring in like a Butcher, a Dougal Howard's back, and sort of let Trengove play defense and ruck. And his value will just go in the toilet if that's the case. So I'm really interested to see what sort of team they name. It seems like they're happy to just lose the ruck.
But going up there, they're playing Melbourne up in Darwin. Generally, not really a,
it's not a
climate for ruckman.
Well, it's pretty slippery, so there's generally a bit of stoppages.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm really interested to see what the team sheets are like, because I'm a bit scared. Because Westhoff
was playing a fair bit in there in that second half.
I'm just a bit scared what's going to happen to Trengo's value, because they can't keep just getting slaughtered like this. And they're up, who are they up against this week? Is it Gorn?
Gorn, yeah.
Oh, my God, Jesus, come on. You know, if you're up again... Oh, they got Collingwood the week after. See, that feels a bit 50-50. A bit more even.
Yeah.
They can deal with that. And then they got the... So there are teams you can roll with Trengove, but...
Some you just don't want
to
touch.
You've got to be prepared to lose the hitouts by 5-1.
Yeah. Forward I'm looking at is Charlie Cameron in 51% of teams. Just been really, really good playing up on that wing and forward. Really like what he's doing. Jared Lyons, 62% of teams. He's a centre forward in Ultimate Footy. And speaking of Ultimate Footy, the changes will be round 9 changes.
Tonight.
Tonight, yep. So just keep an eye out for that. Who else you got there, Steve?
I got a couple of forwards. I got Paul Puopolo going up against Brisbane this week. He should be on waivers. I mean, they got a pretty good stretch coming up. Poppy's been great this year, to be honest. And Josh Bruce going up against Fremantle this week. I know...
lick those lips.
Yeah, I know...
even memory.
Zach Dort. Well, I feel like you sort of got to pick one if you're going to waiver and stream the ruck, stream the forward. I feel like Bruce is the safer guy.
Bruce would be, but if you miss out on Bruce, look at memory as well.
Yeah, I know Zach Dawson got cleared, but Alex Pierce was doing pretty well, so...
Yeah.
They're going to be pretty stretched back there, Fremantle.
I was thinking maybe Dixon, but Charlie Dixon this week, but then I remembered it was up in Darwin. So yeah. Very hard for the talls to hold marks and whatnot. So it's going to be more of a game for your wing guard, smaller forwards up there.
Well, I hope so.
Generally the case for those smaller forwards. But Jack Crisp, if you can get him. Collingwood seemed to have turned that corner a little bit. So
he's such a yo-yo.
Yeah, if you can put him on a bench spot and...
Yeah.
Roll the dice, maybe.
Yeah, if you got the bench base, yeah.
Yeah.
Defenders, Billy Stretch, had the 31 touches. He's played 3 games back.
Had a couple of good scores.
I know the guys over at Footy Profit liked him last week, so that's paid off if you follow those guys. They're generally pretty good.
James Harms.
Yeah, well, he's not going to kick 4 goals every week, is he?
No. 2 tons in 3 weeks.
But he's a midfielder. Like, Stretch is a defender, so that's his value. For the midfielders, I've got Hartung.
Yep.
They've got a pretty good stretch coming up. I feel like Hartung's...
outside
room. Well, if Hawthorn are going to win, he's probably going to get the ball.
Yep.
Jake Lloyd is still available in a lot of leagues.
Yep.
And Connor Blakely. You know, As much as Fremantle are terrible, they've actually got a really good stretch of games coming up. It's St Kilda,
Essendon,
Brisbane, Port, and then Collingwood before the bye. I mean, you can't get a more fantasy-friendly run than that as a midfielder.
No.
They're going to give him every chance to succeed.
That's
so
right.
He looked good on
the weekend. He did look good, especially in that wet. So
that's, you know, we talked about lottery tickets at the start of the season. This is a mid-season lottery ticket, really. I mean,
yeah, we're going to have those players that do emerge as those potentials. So.
And you might be able to flip them in a 2-for-1 after a stretch of 5 games like that and get someone a bit better back.
Yeah, absolutely. Any more waivers for you, Steve?
No, that's it. No. That's it.
And who are you looking at possible trade targets for this week?
Really interesting. It's really weird as you get further along in the season. Because averages tend to balance out a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets harder to make trades the further along in a season you get.
Yeah, because people start looking at scores and the averages.
Teams get settled. You know, you get to around sort of 15, that's when bolters like your Sam Grays last year and your Aaron Halls emerge.
Yeah.
But at this stage, teams are kind of settled and they've got their game plan and people are playing within it. So it's kind of hard to find some value, but I think I've got a couple good ones. Number one, Michael Barlow.
Yeah.
He has to be back, doesn't he?
Yeah, this is Ross Lyon.
I know, that's the problem. I'm like sitting there going, man, I should make an offer on Barlow. But will he come back? Will he play forward?
What? Yeah.
I feel like now if you're going to make an...
With Mundy, I think he has, because Mundy was playing predominantly in the guts. He will have to play guts.
He has to come back, doesn't he?
He has to.
So I think that's a good option. I think for your super coaches and you know even your dream team scoring formats, I think Shane Edwards is an interesting guy to pick up, or to make an offer on. I've actually heard of some leagues where he's available still on the waiver wire.
Wow,
the guy's playing midfield.
Yeah,
get him.
Kicked a couple of snags in those conditions as well.
He played great, and they weren't even conditions that would suit him.
No.
An outside player. Well, I mean, he's been playing a little bit inside mid, but he's an outside-ish. He's a skill player.
He's really good.
But I think he's an interesting one. I think Sam Mitchell has been down.
Sam Mitchell on my list too.
The problem with Sam Mitchell is you're still going to have to pay up to get him, I think.
I think so. That name and knows what he can do is what do you offer him. So, but yeah.
And I had a sell. I actually had a sell this week. We don't usually talk sells, but I'm selling Nick Del Sano.
Yeah.
He's been pretty good this season. Had a really good game on the weekend. But North are about to run into a pretty tough schedule of games. And now I'm not saying North can't win those games. They certainly can. But I feel like Nick Del Sano's scoring is going to be...
fluctuating.
It's going to be... I think he's going to have more bad than good. I'll put it that way. So I think, you know, based on where he is now and what his game was, if you wanted to try get a Shane Edwards type or a Michael Barlow, maybe you could flip a Nick Del Sano if someone's really struggling in the mids.
One that I've got that... people may float what you're going to get for him. I don't know. Tom Mitchell. Could be some unhappy owners out there. It's a tough one. Like, we saw it last year. He actually had this sort of stretch where he was underperforming for a bit, got flipped, and then come back and scored pretty well for the rest of the season. So
he's a tough one, man. I was sort of... because I was looking at him for the column, and I'm like, wait, do I buy him or do I sell him? And I didn't know.
I'd say float. Just float him out there, see an offer what you get.
That's the thing, if you're trying to buy him, he's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
But if you're selling him, you're not going to get it.
No, that's right.
So I think you just have to hold, really.
I think it's a hold. And
yeah.
One to inquire about is maybe Gaff. We know we haven't seen those scores this year and that concussion. So
I'm a big sell on Gaff because of the concussion.
Yeah. So if you might be able to get him up at a price because of those underperforming scores and probably going to miss this week. We don't know yet. But again, you probably have to pay a bit of a primo for
which
it.
Is weird. If you asked me last week, I'd say buy, 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 and this week now concussion, I'm like sell, sell, sell.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you need a ruck, Steph Martin probably going cheap.
Yeah.
Not good at all. But your Strempel, Steve, who would you like to throw in the ring?
I'm keeping this one close to home, Jono.
Oh really?
I'm throwing Mrs. Fizz and the baby in there.
Wow. Good thing there is a closed door between us and they can't hear it.
They hit the they get in the ring because they were meant to be going to the football
on Sunday.
On Sunday. And I was thinking, free house. Anyway, the people I were going with pulled out, and there was no free house.
Oh, no.
It was screaming house. We did go have lunch at the RSL, but it wasn't the same, Jono.
No.
You know when it's the free house, you just...
The build-up. It's like, I've got the house myself, I've got my snacks, I've got...
You kick on your Bob Seger, you put on your undies and sunglasses and slide across the floor.
That's it.
And it was... soul shattering. And I think I changed about 5 nappies. So that was where we were on that.
Yeah, I'm going Channel 7 or any commentators.
Any commentators.
Any commentators that I hear with those freaking Jeremy Howe puns. I don't know how many years he played at Melbourne. There's only so many he can do. Just freaking stop. I'm over it.
And since everyone's listening to this, you can't see Jono. He's waving a pencil violently.
Violently.
And he's just... I've got a picture of Baby Fizz on the desk, and he's just about to knock it off.
Oh, we'll put this pencil down because I'm ready to just...
Yeah.
Just stop it. Enough. How good is that? Yeah, we know how good it is. We're freaking watching it, so shut up. But, questions?
Fired up then.
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
Fourth coffee of the day is just finally kicking in, mate.
Oh, my God. Too many crayfish beers.
Crayfish beers and... Oh. Cherry ripe beers and...
Is there any coconut in it?
I could actually taste the coconut.
Oh, wait. So there's coconut in cherry ripes?
Apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, in jokes. Mailbag. Big mailbag this week.
Love a big mailbag.
Dylan Druitt asks us, who do you prefer as a keeper in Ultimate Footy, Brody Smith or Paul Seedsman?
I like the seed. Big upside for me.
You like the seed? I'm on the other side.
Other side?
Looking into it, Brody Smith's doing everything he's always done.
Mm.
And Paul Seedsman doing everything he's always done, except he's getting about 2 and a bit tackles more a game.
Okay.
Is that sustainable? And they're never going to drop Brody Smith. I can see a world where they drop Paul Seedsman.
Yeah, because Curtly Hampton's coming back.
My God.
Currently, still about 5-6 weeks away, so still got some time, Paul. You got some time.
And you know, you paid, if you've got Brody Smith, you'd certainly paid a higher price in your draft to get him than,
for sure,
than Paul Seedsman.
Yeah.
Interesting point, though, because they're both scoring about the same. It's just Smith gets the possessions, but Seedsman's getting a couple more marks and a couple more tackles.
Yeah, push it up.
But those tackles are just so far, they're double what he's done previously.
Yeah. So a split decision there, all on preference, I would say.
Yeah. Daniel Nesbitt asks us, which shoe goes on first, left or right?
For me, it's just a silly superstitious thing. It's right foot first, because if I put it on my left foot, I just seem to have a terrible day and things go from bad to worse. So right foot for me.
So did you put it on the left foot first on Sunday?
I must have.
I put the left shoe on first every day. And yeah. I've never thought about it until this question got asked. It's weird that but for some reason, it's easier for me to put on the left than the right.
Yeah, it's weird because I'm actually right left-handed, but just go to the right.
It's just some way, like bending over those 800 beers in my guts. It's just a bit easier on the left side. I don't know. Just
aims to the left a bit. Just.
And what's your opinion on zucchini chips, Jono?
I have no opinion because they're dead to me. I don't even know. What the hell? How do you make it a zucchini chip?
I don't know. I like zucchini. I love zucchini. Zucchini is one of my go-to vegetables, right? But if someone made me zucchini chips, I feel like they'd spend afternoon preparing it. They'd put them in the oven or fryer or however.
Shallow fry with a bit of salt maybe?
I don't know. But they'd prepare them, bring them out, drain them, season them, put them on a plate for me, and I'd just put them in the trash because that's where I feel they belong.
It's like... If you did bake, wouldn't they just shrivel up to nothing?
I don't know. I've made zucchini like
a roast zucchini.
No, like patties.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but you have to, like, it takes forever to squeeze all the water out of them.
Yeah, that's what I think. They just shrivel up. So, I don't know. If you're out there, send us a photo to our Twitter account and show us.
I don't know. But do you put your palmer on top of the zucchini chips?
That's a point.
Yeah, but yeah, vomit.
Yeah, not for me.
Put them in the trash where they belong. Cal Bowden asks us, now this is a horrible question because we're going to have to pull you up, Cal. Cal's written in, do we prefer a chicken or beef palmy at the RSL? Now, Cal, take your goddamn, whatever state you're in, It's not Palmy. It's Palmer.
Palmer.
So immediately right. you need to be corrected. I appreciate your poor education background.
Maybe he's a young kid who's only just discovered what a Palmer is.
Well, I feel like he is because he's asked chicken or beef and...
There's only one.
There is only one.
Chicken and that's it.
Actually, you could even have a veal Palmer. You'd have veal before beef, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the chicken. I like the chicken. I had the special Palmer last week.
What was that?
A pepperoni Palmer. I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni.
Yeah. I had the $5 pepperoni pizza today from Coles. There was no $3 pizzas.
They're all sold out.
I don't think they're even doing them anymore.
No.
Because the pizza was the freezer roller was reduced at Langwarrin and Coles.
Yeah, that's where I get them. But the sign's there for $3, but they must have just sold out Australia wide or something because they're not there. I had to spring for the $5. I got the cheese and bacon one the other week. It was pretty good. Added extra cheese on it.
Actually, they do have the beef as a special Palmer every now and again down at the RSL, but I couldn't eat it.
No.
So, yeah, the worst one I had, though, was that they had the Frankfurter Palmer. Each week, Cal, they put out a special Palmer because it's $12 Palmer night when we go to the RSL on Wednesdays. But there's always a special Palmer that's $4 more, and there's always the interest in what the hell it is. But they usually just come out with absolute nothing. Garbage. Like
eggplant.
Like it would go in the trash right along with your zucchini chips. But they pulled out one, and I was sick after eating it. It sounded great. They put Frankfurters on my Palmer.
Is that Frankfurt in batter or just...
No, Frankfurters. Just and it was pretty horrific.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sick.
Processed meat on...
Well, what the hell do you think the...
Palmer
is. The Palmer is.
Yeah, processed meat on processed meat. Cheese and sauce.
Well, I had the pepperoni one. That was pretty good. But I like the Aussie Palmer as well, Cal. Just
with a bit of egg, barbecue sauce.
Well, because you can dunk your chips in the egg.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, get on that, okay? And also, Cal asks a football question, which is...
Oh, okay.
a bit boring, but whatever.
Please.
No, but he says, which top young keeper league targets are you going after in trades? Guys that will dominate in 2 to 3 years' time if you're already fallen behind in your... You know, you keep a league, so you're looking ahead.
Rory Lobb, because we don't know how long Mumford's body's going to hold up for.
I can't believe it's still holding up. How long does sticky tape last?
Yeah, you can get that Gorilla Tape now. That's really strong. That's a good point. Like Rory Lobb, Charlie Cameron I'm liking. Tip and Woody, if they get a contract, he's still pretty young.
What about guys like Parrish and Petraka and Heaney?
Yeah, they're okay.
They're okay.
They're okay. Wiedering, if... His scores continue to translate through.
If you're playing in Supercoach too.
Yeah. Mills. Did we say Mills?
No.
Mills. I like Mills. Petraka. Who else we've said?
I like Duggan. Liam Duggan from West Coast.
Jim Duggan. Oh, yeah.
And I like a guy, Dom Sheed. He's had a pec injury this year. Hasn't played yet. I think he'll probably be on waivers if you're looking to pick him up. So yeah. He's one. But if you're falling behind this year, instead of thinking 2 to 3 years, why not think next year? Why not go out for a guy like Devin Smith?
Yeah.
He's out. Someone's...
Get those long-term injury players.
You know, I'm looking at him. I'm looking at, you know, Fife will probably cost you a lot, but I'm still looking at him.
Sean Higgins, maybe.
Basha Hooley.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Higgins is probably just about done.
Yeah, I suppose was he 29? Yeah, possibly.
You know, I'm looking at guys to rebuild... Now, man, I want, you know, Johannesson is another good one.
Yep.
But, you know, these are the young guys. I like Parrish, Petraka, Heaney, Sheed, Duggan, McCartan, once Rewalt's gone, looks like he'll kill it. But look for
Haynes,
the...
Haynes, Williams.
Well, look for the areas where these guys are about to retire.
Like, look at the Geelong defence line. You got Mackie, Lonigan, Enright. There's going to be a bubble there. Like Ruggles and Colajasny seem to be the ones who are going to fill that void.
Yeah, that's... I mean, Jake Colajasny. Interesting pickup.
Tom, you know, Ruggles has shown he can do it.
Well, Cam Guthrie's probably expensive at the moment. But, you know, it's like I could sit here and say Jacob Hopper is just burst onto the scene playing really well. But what sort of opportunity does he have going forward?
Not much when you got that awesome midfield
going. None of those guys are retiring anytime soon.
Nope.
So, I mean, maybe Josh Kelly's a good target. Like, once Stevie J and Reece Palmer go, he can play half-forward. No, I don't like Jack Steele.
No. if he stay, like, if they don't, you know, they're not going to stay there together, all of them, so some of them are going to go to other teams, so that's where you could possibly look at as well, if some of these players do get traded out.
Yeah.
Jack Martin, if he's...
Ugh. Vom.
Put him on the bench.
He's a gun, but jeez. Yeah. That team.
Ugh. I was just looking at that team like, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you. Oh, Prestia. It was bad.
It's not good.
It's not good. And with all the rumours that Prestia and Swallow want out, and Richmond got their war chest ready to go, so, yeah.
Man, that war chest is growing by the day.
No, if the rumours were true, $900,000 a year for Hurley.
I'd pay it. Why not? They could use him. Oh, they're in the window.
Allegedly. All right, anything else, Steve?
No, we're pretty good. I've strampled the missus.
Steve will be sleeping on the couch tonight.
told people that zucchini chips are terrible. Insulted the right person who wrote. I didn't really. We're just joking around, Cal.
Yeah.
I know half of Australia call it a palmy. That's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
That should be strampled if that's the case.
It's like New South Wales, and they call the potato cake a scallop.
Yeah. I got found out on that one when I was a kid.
Well, this is my question, though. What the hell do they call a scallop?
Potato cake?
I don't know.
Cake? I
don't
know.
I don't know. I actually don't know that.
No, they call it a potato scallop, and then just a
scallop. Oh, potato scallop, a scallop scallop.
Yeah. It's confusing. Because they don't even know what a potato cake is. I'm like, can I have a potato cake?
I remember going into a bar and asking for a pot.
Yeah, don't know.
Although, they did turn me on schooners for the first time, so that was...
Yeah.
The schooner is the
But the thing is, in South Australia, a pint is the equivalent of a schooner size in here in New South Wales.
They call a pint what we drink as a schooner.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell do they call a pint? Well, they just not have them.
They don't have them.
Jeez, South Australia.
And a pot's a schooner.
Lift your game, South Australia.
I went to South Australia for work. I'm like, give us a schooner just to start off. Got this pot size. I'm like, what the hell's this, mate? Throw it in his face. Give me your biggest glass available.
That's where you just drink the beer. Go, excuse me, where is your glass recycling bin? Because this is where glasses of this size should be belong.
Pretty much. I'm like, just your biggest glass. And they're like, so you mean a screw? Just does your head in. Just
reach across the counter. Listen here, bucko.
Work's paying for this. I want a drink. I'm not an alcoholic.
We're just losing listeners across Australia.
Yeah, that's all right.
We need them, man.
If you do want to talk anything beer or glass sizes, head over to Twitter where we are, at the Draft Doctors.
Or correct us, because we've probably got heaps of stuff wrong on all this useless knowledge about food sizes.
And Van Berlo, he actually was his second game for the year on the weekend, not his first. And we said it was his first.
I can't believe he got a game. In fact,
talking NAB challenge.
I saw someone tweet a photo where Van Berlo's got his arms out, and it's got even I have no idea how I got a game. And that's Adelaide fans, man.
Wow, yeah. They are cruel. Oh, head over.
No, they're correct.
Oh, sorry. Head over to Facebook, where we are facebook.com/thedraftdoctors, and we'll see you on Thursday.